Blog Talk Radio.
And in my case, when I think about the fact that Ronald Reagan was the governor of California, Richard Nixon was the president of the U.S., the whole apparatus of the state was set up against me. They had all of their resources, and the FBI, the police, and they really meant to send me to the death chamber in order to make a point. It really didn't matter who I was, or it was that I was a very convenient figure to make a point that they would suppress any efforts at revolution and liberation.
Mycket få har träffat henne. Hon sitter i denna byggnad, en domstolslokal strax utanför San Francisco, i källarvåningen i ett liten cell där. Detta är första gången en tv-kamera bärs in till henne. Själv verkar hon tyst och blek när hon kommer in.
A year ago, the Black Panthers were much more active. You heard much more about that type of struggle. Is the time of the Black Panthers past?
The Black Panthers still exist, and the Black Panthers are still extremely active in the Oakland community and in communities all over the country. I'm not sure whether you are aware of what is now happening in the Black Panther Party and the kinds of things that members of that party are doing
now.
No,
but tell me.
First of all, if you're going to talk about a revolutionary situation, you have to have people who are physically able to wage revolution, who are physically able to organize and physically able to do all that is done.
Yeah, but the question is, Molly, how do you get there? Do you get there by confrontation, violence?
Oh, is that the question you were asking?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence, without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles, in the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, because of the way this society is organized, because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere, you have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions. If you are a black person and live in the black community all your life and walk out on the street every day seeing white policemen surrounding you, when I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in L.A. ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman, and I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that constantly, and then you ask me, you know, whether I approve of violence, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. Whether I approve of guns. I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. Some very, very good friends of mine were killed by bombs that were planted by racists. I remember from the time I was very small, I remember the sounds of bombs exploding across the street, our house shaking. I remember my father having to have guns at his disposal at all times because of the fact that at any moment we might expect to be attacked. The man who was at that time in complete control of the city government, his name was Bull Connor, would often get on the radio and make statements like, niggers have moved into a white neighborhood, we better expect some bloodshed tonight. And sure enough, there would be bloodshed. After the four young girls who lived, one of them lived next door to me. I was very good friends with the sister of another one. My sister was very good friends with all three of them. My mother taught one of them in her class. My mother, in fact, when the bombing occurred, one of the mothers of one of the young girls called my mother and said, can you take me down to the church to pick up Carol? We heard about the bombing, and I don't have my car. And they went down, and what did they find? They found limbs and heads strewn all over the place. And then after that, in my neighborhood, all of the men organized themselves into an armed patrol. They had to take their guns and patrol our community every night because they did not want that to happen again. I mean, that's why when someone asked me about violence, I just find it incredible. What it means is that the person who's asking that question has absolutely no idea what black people have gone through, what black people have experienced in this country since the time the first black person was kidnapped from the shores of Africa.
Period, the pain to remain the same outweighed the pain to change. I see that the time period brought on an evolution, and it's contagious like hot coals. One ignites the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. When you get tired enough is when you begin to want to sacrifice everything inside of you. The fear just leaves. This is what happened in this time period.
One of the first books that I read when I went away was a book by Angela Davis called Are Prisons Obsolete? So it allowed me to examine prisons within America from their history and their role in society. Life comes full circle sometimes. My senior paper, prior to graduating, was written on Angela Davis. And I studied her. I studied at her feet without ever meeting her. Because agree with her or disagree with her, her thinking is so critical that it forces you to pay attention and to re-examine what you've taken for granted. To be reintroduced to one of my childhood heroes during one of the darkest periods of my life over the course of my own incarceration was moving, inspiring, cathartic, in some ways depressing. The book isn't, it's neither dense nor thick. It's almost pamphlet-like, which made it really accessible as an introductory text. Other inmates would see me reading, and they'd come up to me and they'd say, well, John, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with reading, and I don't do it often, but can you recommend a book? And on many, many occasions, I went into my property locker, and I pulled out that book, and I made them promise to return it in the same condition that it was given. But that book was a treasure to me, and it remains a treasure. It's one of the things that I took with me when I left.
And a thunderous, resounding, united voice that we have no intention of stopping this fight until we have eradicated every single remnant of racism in this country. Until we have ended the war in Vietnam and the neo-colonialism in Africa. We are not going to stop fighting until every political prisoner is free. And until all the monstrous dungeons in this country are mere memories of a nightmare. Sisters and brothers, that is what the power of the people is all about.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Peace to the guards. You're listening to Hindsight Radio.
Your heart, 'cause I know you got some. or jam. Damn if I land, you can slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple. You're listening to Solomon's Temple
on Hindsight Radio.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Is the best government really the one that governs the least? Can we ever have a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution? If the Constitution was written to keep the government off the people's backs, why is the government all over us? Tonight, whatever happened to freedom? Understanding where we go from here should start with understanding how we got here. We are the free and independent people of the United States of America. We are free because those who preceded us fought a war against a person who was then the world's grandest king and who presided over what was then the world's grandest empire. The founding fathers risked, as they like to tell us, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors for the freedom and independence they won and we have inherited. But they were not saints, and initially their cause was not popular. From the records available today, the people who measure historical trends have concluded that in 1776, only about one-third of Americans supported the Revolution, about one-third of Americans opposed it, and about one-third of them didn't care.
Hello?
Hey, peace.
Peace.
I can, yeah, I can hear you now, God.
I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah,
God. Yeah, man, that retrograde, God. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. There's something wrong with the main call. Yeah, it was something. They just messing with the lines last night. And,
yeah, you're not that clear, but
huh?
I can hear you. You're not the clearest, but I can hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, how you doing, God?
Everything's going good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Yeah,
they messing with the phone.
Wait, you think it's intentional?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good, man.
Can you hear me?
I love the attention. Yeah, that's good. I love the attention. I mean, there's like all the shit that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It, you know, that's saying a lot. You know, it's all good, though. All.
How's your, you know, they got this whole mask thing, but people don't read the actual rule. It's really optional to tell you the truth.
Yeah, what's
the
option,
say the police
bro?
Are not going to enforce it. Yeah.
You know, they got other people enforcing it. That what you're saying?
Yeah, what they did was propaganda, so they promoted it's mandatory, people putting signs up, you need a mask when you come in the store, and all of that. So, the people
But hello, we, the
hello,
people.
When you read the actual rule, can you hear me?
A little bit. It's like it's going in and out.
Hold on a second. Let me mute
yourself. You want me to call you back?
No, it's me. It's not you. Okay. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That better?
Right there. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to stop.
Yeah, it's me. What they did was they put it out there that it's mandatory, but if you read the whole order down at the bottom, it says the law enforcement will not enforce this mandate. And they expect everybody to be on the honor system. So if you have exceptions, you don't have to wear the mask. Like, I went into a gas station in North Carolina called Sheets, and they put on there, it says, mask required, but then they said if you're not wearing a mask, we will assume that you have a medical condition.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody should be putting on their door, you know, because, you know, they really not supposed to be trying to make anybody, and it says you can't make anybody wear a mask.
Exactly. You can't
it's
make
more of a recommendation than anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Oh.
Much better. Because I wasn't going to, you know. Because I was trying to figure out, like with that guy in mind, what I was trying to figure out, like, who going to write the ticket to you? I didn't know the police went going to write, but I was trying to figure out if it was somebody beside the police doing it.
No, it ain't nobody. It's just people, you can, like in the airports, they saying you got to wear a mask or you can't fly. You know, they're doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're making the companies enforce it. and because
mm-hmm.
these people don't read rules, they're enforcing something that you're going to see a lot of lawsuits coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. The government put the businesses in a position to be sued. That's what they
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make people wear no masks.
They can't make nobody do nothing, really, not a grown person.
No. First of all, it's like you giving people medical advice. And you can't give people medical advice without a medical license.
That's right.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So that's
mm-hmm.
really what they're doing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't give nobody no advice or nothing. And you ain't no doctor. The doctors ain't the ones saying you got to wear it.
Yeah, they not.
Doctors is the ones saying that you shouldn't wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all people with no medical experience telling people to wear a mask.
Mm.
So, you know, and it's really annoying because you don't want to wear the mask and then you also don't want the harassment from it when you don't.
I don't. Yeah,
you know,
like, you know, I've been not wearing mine, and like if I go somewhere and then I just say that they won't let me in, they just won't let me in, but they let me in, so I just keep moving, and then everybody looks at me, and I laugh about it when they're looking at me because I can feel people looking at me, and I laugh. But the funny thing about it is, you finding, but well, I know what I'm seeing. I'm seeing everybody comply, but a few people. And then you got people
right.
that's wearing it, but they don't got it on their face, but they got it up under their chin.
Right.
You know, nobody don't want to wear that shit, man. And because
right.
it's going to cause, it might cause, but see, you got to keep in mind, Saturn is in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't seen the ugliest shit that can happen with the government yet. We got all the way to September where you're gonna be seeing this type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Probably closer to October. You know, like September the 29th. You see,
right?
And she's got September the 13th with the Jupiter retrograde. These are key retrogrades.
Right.
Key. You know, Jupiter with the money and the finances. Saturn with the structure of the government.
Right.
And they all been in retrograde since the George Floyd shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, this is really key. Because Jupiter been in retrograde since May the 14th. And Saturn been since May the 11th. And, you know, we talked about that last week. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I'm still bringing it up because it's evident. And it's affecting the whole planet.
Right.
You know? And so, like, when they tell everybody they got to wear their mask, and then they putting themselves in a position where people really are supposed to most likely going to rebel.
Yep.
But it seems like, now, you know, the government realized that these planets are retrograde. I think
they're
trying to keep everybody in the house to prevent it, but you can't prevent what's inevitable.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be some shit like it's happening, but you can't prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
And when with the shit like that, they gonna get the worst end of the stick because they
talking about the government.
They trying to enforce.
Yeah. This is all of the structures that are in place that's been controlling people is gonna fall. All of it. Religion,
mm-hmm.
education, and the government—it's
mm-hmm.
going to fall. It's that time because I would
that.
To be part
all
of that.
Part of that.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I don't know. This is a fact. What I'm about to say, but I can guess. Every time an empire fell, it was in retrograde.
Exactly,
Go ahead, finish.
You always told them to never go in war with Mars or retrograde, and that's when most of the biggest empires fell. But I mean, I'm talking about like Rome fell completely. You see,
mm-hmm.
but it's always doing.
I've seen all kind of fighting. See, what they notice, that's why they're stocking up on silver. And gold right now,
because
mm-hmm. they know it's gonna fall, and it's no stopping it. So they getting themselves in order by having the right precious metals. So when they do a reset on everything, because it's gonna be reset. See, the type of fall you're gonna see is gonna be different from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have the government look like it's still in place, but not in place. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
But underneath, it's not the same. So if you don't have your shit together, have your silver and your gold on hand, you're gonna have some problems.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
the monetary system is changing.
That's right.
If you got your silver, if you got your silver on hand and your gold,
mm-hmm.
that's the silver. Gold is expensive. You better off. The widely undervalued precious metal right now is silver.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
get you a couple of $100, buy you 10 pieces, because when it all breaks down, silver is going to become about $3,500 to $5,000 an ounce. Once it reaches.
Wow.
Yeah. Right now, you can get an ounce of silver for $25.
That's right.
Right now. So
mm-hmm.
buy it. Buy as much as you can. You got
right.
disposable cash, and you know, cash. You know, just sit and use it. Any coins, take them coins and turn them into silver by buying silver with them. Go to the bank, say, hey, give me some dollars. Go, you know, put that in the bank and use them coins to buy silver. Because think about it, you buy 10 pieces of silver. Let's just say on the low end, let's say 3,000. you got 10 pieces of it, that's $30,000.
Right.
You see? You know, that can get you right, over for a little while.
You say that, how much would it be worth?
$30,000. You know, on the low end, I'm saying $3,000. But looking at, because I have a site where it shows you the debt clock and what silver is versus the dollar, right? Right now, last year, in November of last year, the value of silver to the dollar was $136.
Yeah, send
that
me
was
that, God.
Not even a year ago. Huh?
Mm. Send me that, God.
That,
mm-hmm. Please.
I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, the value of silver was $136, right? That was not even a year ago. Right now, the value of silver, if shit didn't reset right now, is $3,400.
Wow.
See, this is a shit that people don't look at. See, and guess what? All personal debt is going down. How's the personal debt going down when we're in the middle of a crisis? Because the banks are closing out loans. They because I had it happen to me. I said, a loan, they just charged off a $1,700 balance, and I was paying the bill on time. I said, what the hell is going on? And then I'm hearing stories all over the place that, hey, I had a balance, and they just charged it off, and I was paying the bill. So the banks are getting debt off their books right now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So money is... People are like, somebody like put in there and just text me that in New Jersey they're asking for exact money because there's a shortage on coins. What you think they're doing with the coins? I'm telling you.
You know what?
Traversial.
You know what? I've been going in. Yeah. But I didn't know that deep into it, but shit.
Mm-hmm. Let me find this website. Oh, I had it.
See, man, all the shit you're saying fall upon the Jupiter in retrograde.
Mm-hmm. So buy as much silver as you can. And look through your coins. If you have a coin 1965 or a quarter that's 1965 or older, or young, older, keep that. Mm-hmm. That's 90% silver. Right now, that one quarter is worth about $4. Right?
You say, what?
So,
what year?
That. It's 90% silver, 1965 going back and older.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Look for those quarters. So, right now, take all your disposable money and dump it into silver. Because when it pops, you're gonna be rich overnight. This is going to be the biggest transformation of wealth ever in the history of the world. People who was poor going to be in. Remember, they predicted it. They said, you know, what's on top going to be on the bottom. What's on bottom going to be on top. That's why all your big people are taking their money and turning it into precious metals. They're buying gold and silver. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all those people sitting back, I told my pa, I said, y'all need to buy some silver. And I don't care how much you buy, but buy some. Oh, you got to have money. Yes, you do. It's only $20-something an ounce right now. Right now, silver is the metal because it's so undervalued right now. So, let me find this site for you. It's the debtclock.org.
Wow.
The debt clock. All right. USdebtclock.org. And they got all the numbers on it. And then you go down to the bottom and you hit gold. Gold and precious metals.
Wow.
And then you'll see what right now, dollar to silver ratio now is 3,744. The other day was 3,400. So it's going up steadily.
Wow.
It is. Nobody, not many people know about this site that I'm talking about. I'm putting it in, I'm giving you the link to the thing.
Yeah, thank you, God. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
You better get it. I've been telling people, get your stuff. Get it. Everybody playing around. Yo, you buy, man, just say you get 30 coins. You take about $500 and just take $500 and buy some coins and sit on them. You ain't going to lose. Even if it doesn't happen, you're not losing. It's silver.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Then you know if you need to change them out, you change them out. But, shoot, I think everybody got a little $500 they can scrape together between the family.
Yeah.
So you got 30 coins. Huh?
Now, Fizz, you saying, I'm going to say something after that. Fizz, what you saying then?
I'm saying, they can put it all together and get this stuff, but you know how we fight over bullshit, man. We can't get over petty shit. You know, somebody said, Dr. Boyce Watkins said this, and I agree with him. He said, we are some of the biggest white supremacists there is. We as black folks.
Right. That's right.
We are, because we sit there and we'll fight each other, which is a white supremacist technique to get us to fight each other.
Right.
More than we fight, go out there and fight the people.
Won't do nothing.
Let me get it. And the place you can buy your money, you can buy your silver from two places. There's this Money Metals Exchange that you can buy them from. And you'll see the advertisement on this website. And then you can buy it from this other place. This is where I buy it from. Where you
want to
buy your silver from? Yeah, if you go online and buy it, this is where I buy mine from. I'm gonna send you the link.
And they mail it to you?
Yeah, they mail it right to you, right in the mail. I got some coming. I bought me 10 pieces the other day. Every time I make a little sale, I take a percentage of that and buy silver. I'm gonna be buying silver. Try to buy silver almost every week or every day.
Right,
man. I'd be a stockpile.
Man, I'm glad I know you. I'm glad I know you, bro, because you keep me up on stuff like this, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. You don't want to get, because if you stuck holding cash, you're going to be in trouble. Because that cash ain't going to be worth nothing. So, but if I have the silver, I can convert the cash into real money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, let me see. You know, I can convert it back into the dollars that they're gonna take. You know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's heavy, man.
Yeah. But you know, I'm sending this stuff to everybody. Hey, y'all better get your silver. Buy your silver. To the people who got, I know people who got the means to buy it. Don't be stuck holding all that cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now is the worst time to hold U.S. dollars. Just keep enough to pay your bills. That's it. Saving that stuff in the bank, get it out of that bank, and turn it into silver.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Keep enough. Because right now, because if you look at all, Warren Buffett and them been buying gold and silver for about 10 years now. So they got stockpiles. So get these other big companies, you know, right now, let's go back here. They tell you how much people been buying silver. Right now, the precious metal reserves on silver is $19 trillion. $19 billion. $19 billion, a little over 19, heading in. So the dollar to gold ratio is $31,000 an ounce. So if you have 1 ounce of gold, and we did a currency reset, which we will have a currency reset, if you have 1 ounce of gold, it'd be worth $31,000 today if it was to reset today. For 1 ounce. Now, another thing people don't understand, whenever there's a pandemic scare, guess what?
What?
Currency reset. Last time, yes. All of this is planned. This is not by accident. Last time we had a big pandemic problem, the currency reset. Gold and silver reset. And, that's when the value went up. So every time we have a revaluation, that's what's happened. What's going to happen is the dollar's going to revalue, and it's going to be on par with all these other currencies that we had devalued because it's the petrodollar, right? So once the U.S. dollar uses its power, then all those other currencies are going to go up in value. That's what they mean by reset. They reset the currencies to match. Everyone is on the same playing field.
Wow.
You see? So another thing you got to buy, you want to buy is, foreign currencies that are undervalued. I have some foreign currency too.
But you buy that in paper or you buy that in gold too?
You buy that in paper.
Okay.
You buy it in paper. See, right here, Money Metals Exchange is selling 10-ounce bars for $210.
Okay.
10-ounce bars for $210.
Okay.
So you could buy them by the ounce, or you could buy them like that, 5-ounce bars for $1,650. So you come out better buying the 10-ounce bars.
The 10-ounce bars, huh?
Yeah. Well, you can buy them by the ounce, whatever you want, Yeah.
Wow. Man. So this is like a common thing.
Yeah, dude, we always have currency resets. Yeah, we always have a currency reset. Oh, see, they, like you said, they're working with these retrogrades. They know things got to change, will change. So the pandemic, we already know it's a fake pandemic. We know that. I mean, you got to be an idiot to realize it's not a fake pandemic. Because if it was a real pandemic, people would be falling out in the street all around it. You know what I'm saying?
Actually blown away on how well it's working.
Right.
I'm actually blown away.
Nope. Only place people die is in the hospital.
That's right.
Where they, and then on top of that, they die in the hospital and they can't talk to their family or nothing. So they're euthanizing people in the hospital. That's what they're
right.
Mm-hmm. So you don't go to the hospital, you don't die. Mm-hmm. So you stay away from the damn hospital. I was looking at the cases. They're showing 90,000 cases, 344 deaths. Like, come on. It's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. But that it also shows how powerful the mind is.
Right.
You get control of the mind, you can get people to do anything. Anything. So.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Right.
I just can't believe they get, they got you standing 6 feet apart and wearing a mask. This is
right.
You can't even communicate with each other.
Right.
You can't even have a conversation. I seen two people in Walmart about to fight each other. And they came in together.
That's what they want.
A boyfriend and girlfriend. And the man was like,
Stop yelling at me. She was like, I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to make sure you hear me. I hear you. And they were like, about to throw blows. Because he was talking to him with his mask on, and he was like, don't be yelling at me. But he, you know, because you don't know if somebody's talking to you when they're wearing the mask. You really don't know.
No, I have to move that thing, you know? You can't hear nothing. The guy talking to me, I couldn't hear nothing he was saying with that mask on. Nothing. You know?
It's like people are literally scared. But they got to kill some people, you know. They got to kill some people, and that's what people realize, these same people are going to die anyway.
Yes!
They were going to die anyway. That's
see, I'm looking at the silver, right? It's showing silver out of stock right now.
Wow.
I'm telling you, people are buying it. It says 1 week shipping delay on this. I can order it now. They alert me when it's in stock.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's there.
Wow.
It's happening. Just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just bought silver the other day, and it was like, saying, you know, I bought 10-ounce bars. They already shipped it. But I've been buying silver since last
Wait,
year.
You bought 10-ounce bars, like them big bars?
I bought 10 1-ounce bars.
Oh, 1 ounce, okay.
Yeah, 10 1-ounce bars.
Okay.
So let's see, I'm at this other site, and then they're putting a cap on how many you could buy.
Wow.
See, all of the bars, okay, these bars are available to buy now.
Hmm.
You only got to, let's see if I can get 10. They're saying I can get them. I better go there and get yours.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's a buying frenzy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, even if you buy one, you're still coming up.
Right.
But I really think,
right.
Realistically, when the due to currency reset, they're gonna be $5,000 bar. That's my prediction. You know, by the time the reset hits, it's gonna be $5,000 bar.
Wow. And see, like, you know, we're gonna have to go back to the bartering system again too. You know. I wonder how you gonna value that. You know, with the you know, back to bartering. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Better get you.
I wonder how that's gonna be valued. You know. I wonder how that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, at the same time, you know, our people gonna have to make sure that they're keeping their stress levels down.
Yep.
And not get so stressed out in this shit too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I hope everybody's still exercising and keeping their nerves right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find an overwhelming, you're seeing the most violent act amongst families and friends, but people falling out over the smallest sort of things, you know.
Yep.
I'm hearing stories and stuff of people doing things that these people normally wouldn't do that, you know.
Right. You're right, bro.
I'm hoping everybody taking care of themselves, you know, and relaxing and going outside and soaking up that sunlight. But
yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, and see, but they make it's becoming difficult to travel and do things. It's like you ask people what they're doing, like shit ain't shit to do, and it really ain't, you know. It really ain't nothing to do, you know. It's only getting worse, you know. You know, so I'm hoping everybody doing that because there's plenty of things you can do to keep yourself straight. Every night, I've been drinking a cup of the Sacred Blue Lotus, and man, that's the best thing right now. And you can also smoke the Sacred Blue Lotus if you prefer to smoke. It give you a tranquil feeling. You be relaxed, and it actually enhance your dreams so you can see things. Because this is a time that our people need to work on their creative as they can be, and trying to do more nation building things. You see, so this is a time when anybody can come up in power right now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And
I'm saying.
And see, like, you know, you got all this stuff going on, and it's always gonna be, you know, America gonna fall. Well, when it falls, when it's built back up, it can still be built up with the same shit. If we ain't careful.
Well, it's going to come back. It's going to come back, and it's going to seem to be stronger than before. But then it's going to fall again.
Yeah.
So, it, like, people, you know, talk about the Bible. We know a lot of them characters in that fake, right? They're metaphorical characters. But one of the things that they never preach on is Revelation. Revelation mm-hmm. is a prediction for how these governments are going to fall. The book of Daniel is a prediction for how they already predicted. They already outlined how it's going to go.
Right.
The country's going to take a big hit, and then it's going to come back strong, and then it's all going to fall. All of the world's powers are going to fall. Then we're going to have, that's where the real reset is going to get. It's going to start from scratch, and we're going to be doing a do-over.
Right.
We're going to be back to farming. We're going to be back to, you know, fishing, getting our own food. None of these major food supply chains. We're going back to the beginning.
Where we start
is where we're going to begin. Where we end. So everything works in a circle, working cycles. Right now we're going through a turmoil cycle where shit's got to break down. Family's going to break down. Government's going to break down. Education's going to break. All these systems that they put in place are gone. It's finished. You know, trying to hold on to them, it's futile. It's gone. I was talking last night. You know, I said something to people. You know, it was time for me to say it. I said, all these, you know, Sarah in the Bible represents the earth. That's not a real person. And the genealogies of the earth. Right? That's who Sarah represents.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So,
from a metaphysical.
Right. It's a metaphysical thing. And the King James Bible knew it, because, you know, they didn't have S's back then. They called, in the Bible, it's called Tarah, T-A-R-A-H, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said all they did was take the earth is not the real name of this planet. They just took the words and mixed them around. Its real name is Tarah. That comes from another planet called Tiamat that broke off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the moon is a part of the earth that broke off.
That's right.
You know?
I said that a long time ago. That's right.
Right. Right? I said, and people who actually live on the moon, what you're looking at is the moon, is an actual projection of the moon.
That
you can't see who's living on the moon.
Mm-hmm. That's why they
never went to the moon. They can't go to the moon. They would tell their ass to stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't go to the moon. What you see, what you're looking at the moon is really a projection, a hologram.
of what the moon
looks
like,
right.
Not what it is. That moon has got that moon's got a field around it that reflects to make you look like it's barren, and it's not.
That's right.
So actually, they created a show called Inhuman to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
They told
yeah,
me they broke it down.
I watched that series too. They only watched one. I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, Inhuman, you watch it? Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
yeah, I watched it last week. I said, these guys are telling people what's really going on.
Has the series started back up?
No. I just watched that first season. They had Medusa. You know, had a white woman playing Medusa, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
And then they had the guy who had the voice of God. Had a white
that's
guy
right.
playing that.
Yeah.
Man, he spoke. He could wipe out everything, you know.
Yeah,
but that well, God can never.
I want him to go ahead and goddamn do some shit with it, though.
Yeah, that's the part that I didn't like. I was like, they playing around. Why does he just do what he got to do, man? But he didn't. He could just blow them all out. But they showing you what's really going on right there. See. All these new series, and then a lot of these cartoons is showing magic and witchcraft, what we would call witchcraft. All they're doing is showing our old ancestry ways right now. But they're programming these white kids to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Even the Chinese ones got white people in it.
Yeah.
You know, all the anime,
so,
everybody watches it. There's still white people on the cartoon.
Mm-mm. Yep.
It's amazing.
So,
you know.
All the truths are being revealed if you're paying attention. Everything's being revealed. We have to. I told people last night. I said, listen. All them characters in the Bible that they call them Jesus, all of them are fake characters. They are metaphorical characters. They didn't exist. They never. Yeshua existed. Yes, but not a Jesus. Or Abraham. All them people are fake characters that they had you thinking were real people.
And make sure you let the deep niggas know. Let the deep niggas know. I don't give a fuck if it's a Y or a J. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's black or white. They wanted to make it. They just wanted to stay.
Mm-hmm. I said, listen, I got the original King James version of the Bible. Jesus ain't nowhere to be found in that Bible. No, it's not spelled that way at all.
You know, it's like, you know.
But, you know, that's a shutdown. Oh, only Bible I believe in is the King James. Okay, let's get the original one. Here it is.
That's right.
I got it. I paid $500 just to prove my point. But I just
got
a Bible I could just carry around. The damn Bible is about almost 2 feet tall and about 8 inches thick. It's thick. It's really thick. It's a big Bible. But it's the original King James.
Yeah, I don't have that, but man, I done exhausted my brain on studying that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm convinced myself, but I don't have that particular book. But goddamn,
I'm gonna bring it by one day for you to look at.
Yeah,
but see, I got that one because it gives you the genealogy of the planet. It's on the planet. It's two groups of people: African and Asian. How it started off. But you know, it's all our ancestors on each side.
Right.
Then it break down. It's showing you where white people started right there in that Bible. It show you. It show you the kings and everything. It show you everything. But see, what happened was they rewrote it to make themselves be in the Bible as a prominent face. They were nowhere. They had no place in the Bible. Nowhere. You know, when they were talking about the Gentiles, they were talking about them. So all they did was take our place in history, wrote themselves in our place. They took our names. We never took their names. They took our names. That's why you can't find a Washington, a white Washington running around. You only find black.
Right.
They took our names. You know, people got to realize that reality doesn't match what's on the pages of these books. Same thing with this virus. Reality says that people are dying, but it ain't dying at the rate that they're trying to make it. Right now, they just want to talk about cases, but they're not talking about deaths. Because the deaths are almost non-existent. Very many. Not many people are dying from this thing now.
And for some, they just won't let this shit leave it alone. Just leave. They won't just leave people alone. Let them go on about damn business. It just it can't happen.
Right.
It's like,
no,
because
they got an agenda. It's all part of the bigger plan. But that's their destruction. That's their destruction. That right there is their destruction.
They're like, goddamn niggas can't just chill for the summer. Can't chill for the summer.
Yeah, see, they're going to keep as many people as distracted as they can to get, because they're fleecing the banks. In 1 week, you're going to not be able to go to the bank and get money out. You'll see. The bank's going to shut down. That's why I'm telling you, convert your money into silver. Because I'm like, convert. Just keep enough money to pay bills and convert everything else to precious metals. Yeah, but it's 11 o'clock, God. I know you got to go.
Man,
hey,
brother, I ain't got to tell nobody nothing. Everybody know where I'm at. Everybody knows where I'm at. I ain't got to say nothing else. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
No, you don't.
Y'all know where we at. So, you know, and they coming, brother, because everybody trying to be, they serious about their health.
Right.
It's about
right.
It. I'm actually, you know, at the rate that I'm just will blow me away. I'm surprised people don't call in to ask questions. It's mind blowing. But they coming, so I don't care either way.
Well,
they're
because
definitely coming.
You're going up on YouTube. They're coming up on YouTube. YouTube's a thing. I don't like. I have half the listeners on my live show than I used to have. They get it when they can listen to the show on YouTube. That's where it's at now. So
yeah,
once
they
I put it up on YouTube, you out there.
Because man, the people are calling, they saying they want listen to the show right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They serious about their health. They serious about it. You know. And so you know, I appreciate everybody coming. And I you know, the trust in us. You know, I appreciate that. So y'all continue to come. 7201 Park Lane Road, Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, peace, family.